Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV. AfterBuzz TV. AfterBuzz TV.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. Tonight's host is Phil Svitek. Joining Phil will be AfterBuzz co-host DJ Jesse Janity. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest South Park news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Phil Svitek!
Welcome, everybody. Thank you, Jesse, for playing the original intro to South Park. And the reason why we did that tonight is because we wanted to go back to our beginnings and realize how far we've come. And that is, we were the top downloaded podcast on iTunes for AfterBuzz TV last week.
Thank you all of you guys for listening.
Thank you all my fans for listening.
No, Michelle, no one gives a shit about you.
But actually, they tune in for the only voice of reason. Otherwise, it would be a circle jerk.
No, they tune in for that circle jerk.
What's wrong with a circle jerk?
Exactly.
It's wrong when I'm here and they're all jacking up. All right, let's take a step back.
Since you guys weren't introduced, let me introduce you real quick right now. Michelle Macedo from last week's episode.
Yeah. And the week before, right?
Yeah, no.
And all shows.
And all the shows.
Except for one.
And Audit.
Christina Beatty.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you, doll?
And of course, none other than Jack Waz, my comrade.
Thank you, Phil.
Yes, and so that is very big news for us that we were the top downloaded podcast for AfterBuzz on iTunes. We appreciate all your viewership.
I'm pretty sure that's just because we're the only explicit podcast.
That could be it, and so we want to thank you for that. One of the things that we here at AfterBuzz are dealing with is because of all the downloads for all the shows and our popularity is growing, our site is down. Fear not.
That is some great fucking planning, dude.
Like, we are so dope that we can't operate right now.
I'm sorry, everyone. We didn't realize how popular we were. I mean, so you're not allowed to listen to us until we get a better web server.
That's true. Get it together, y'all. We did as much planning as we could, and we literally told everyone that we consulted with, like, okay, this is what we're going after. And they're like, sure, whatever. And some people didn't believe in us. But hey, we're here. We're dealing with it. In the meantime, you can get all our shows on ustream.tv/AfterBuzzTV.
When's this going to be back up on iTunes? Like Friday? Or
We're hoping to have it fixed by Friday at the very latest after Memorial Day weekend. We're starting a bidding war right now with a few companies, the top best companies. There's a company that broadcasts the Royal Wedding, so obviously we trust them. There's another company that does all podcasters like Adam Carolla, Leo Lepore, so...
Wait. Can we finish this in a second? I'm a little bit distracted. We're watching pornography.
By the boobies?
All right, so because we're so
mostly
awesome,
by the outfits.
It's not real porn. It's like...
Michelle, you can't just get into... For those of you who don't know, we have a TV in studio, and for most of the shows, we put on the actual show, so that way it's playing in the background. For our South Park edition, rather than do that, we put on porn.
Yeah, we were just watching.
That's Slash, by the way.
Throw a little monkey wrench up in the mix.
We were just watching the epic Spider Babe, which was done by the same folks that did Lord of the G-String, which is hands down my favorite porn I've ever seen. I laughed so hard. I laughed so hard at it.
Do you really call that epic?
No, dude, it was awesome. I was laughing so hard I couldn't jerk off. I was just like,
Wait, why? Why is it so funny?
Because it's like Lord of the Rings, if their budget was about $15. Oh, and so it's all God. these like busted looking like C-list porn celebrities. Ooh. And when you're on the C-list of porn, you have fucked up your life.
Hello.
And they're just running around like, and they make all these like terrible jokes, like the wizard's called Smirnoff instead of Gandalf. And the joke is that he's always drunk, and he hits on the hobbits because they look like kids. And it's really unsettling.
But it's meant to be a joke, right?
It's meant to be a joke. And at the end, they actually ran out of budget. So instead of like having a big fiery climax, they walk into a soundstage and say, well, our budget's over. Let's have an orgy with everyone you've met so far in the film. And they just have an orgy on like a black soundstage.
Nice.
Perfect.
Oh, while we're on this topic, we'll get to the show, I promise. My favorite was the Da Vinci co-ed.
Nice.
It was wonderful.
I was also a big fan of Cleavage Field.
Nice.
I didn't know, like, I'm one of the few people that enjoyed Cloverfield, so I was looking into a very, like, inspired take.
I totally liked Cloverfield.
I was looking for a very inspired take on Cloverfield with some boobs. It disappointed. There was, like, this green monster that looked like fucking Godzuki. That was running around what was definitely Toronto. They couldn't even afford to shoot their porn in L.A.
Oh, no. Wow. Not Toronto.
Oh, well, my God.
So,
oh, my God.
So now you know where we're at. But, okay.
But that's true. That's how it happens.
Yes, indeed. So, by the way, before we get into South Park, I want to mention Maria Menounos' book as well as...
After that preamble.
Yes. The Every Girl's Guide to Life, it's killing it, and she's also on the cover of Self Magazine. Now, I know, why Maria Menounos on South Park? Well, she's actually a huge
fan.
Why not? She's actually a huge fan of South Park. She knows Trey and Matt, and so she's helping us to get them in studio. So, and she's actually a big supporter of us doing this podcast.
Yeah,
so.
Maria's the best.
Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed. But anyway,
yeah, let's get to the episode.
Crack Baby Athletic Association.
Jesse has it right. There was a great Terrence and Philip cold open. But yeah. Open. I love any time when they actually spray shit onto another person.
Oh my God,
person.
I can't.
They
even
shart,
talk about
if
this.
You will.
Yeah,
I'm
they
taking
shart.
Myself out of this conversation.
No, it's always fun. Like South Park, they're not afraid to go there with spraying shit from one human being onto another's face.
And they continuously push the boundaries.
Well, even worse was this centipad. Oh, Christina, you would have loved that.
Oh, heard, girl. Heard.
Man.
I saw clips. I saw the Jesse version.
I think that's I think that's the best part of the show is when they're unrelentingly
they
just shameless.
Yeah.
I love it. And that's why I keep watching the show.
Yes.
Yeah, speaking of shameless, those fucking ASPCA commercials that they're making fun of. Those are the saddest thing. Like, you know, I'm watching,
oh
so
my God.
You're watching Comedy Central, you know, you're a little drunk, it's 3 a.m, you have to go to work in 2 hours. That comes on and it's just no, Michelle, don't sing. I hate it. I hate every time you sing. Don't sing and songwrite.
Mm-hmm. You're just like, wham, these ridiculous. Poor little animals.
No, it's okay. The more you say that, I'll just...
And you know what? It reminded me of when Randy...
You
remember?
Just sleep.
All right. Now,
MichelleMacedoMusic.com.
Thank yes, you.
Now, remember...
Bags
remember
and
the,
boxes.
Yes.
Mr. Marsh.
All right. Remember the episode when Randy was... It was the big flood, and on TV, you know, they were watching it. And he walks by.
Episode, yeah.
Oh, that's very sad. And he walks off with his plate. You guys, you guys are big South Park.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I love how it speaks to all of our kind of culture of, you know what, we really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we don't want to see the sad thing right in front of us.
Yeah, true.
It's like the way that Kyle and Stan are turned away, like, oh, no.
That's so true. That's what I do. I'm like, I can't deal
exactly.
with this.
I have TiVo. I just fast forward through it. I'm like, I can't see another... Like cut up cat, it's too.
Oh
sad.
No! The animal ones are the worst.
Yeah, like humans, I don't really give a shit about, but always the animal ones.
So
like,
sad.
Oh no! There's a rhesus monkey with an extra forehead. This is adorably,
I love
adorably
how
tragic.
Sarah McLachlan's character sounds like a dude.
I know all the girls they do. It's
so
like,
funny.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. I was famous for 2 months.
That's so funny. So true.
Like all the babies crawling around like they look like Eraserhead. just like the most like horribly deformed.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and the alien eyes.
Yeah.
Wait, they like didn't even, they weren't even people. They were just like aliens.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
All.
They were little aliens. Baby fetus.
And then yeah. I love how they call to the acne one.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the episode? Am I just crazy?
What are you talking about? I
don't know. No, they literally said, and here's the acne one.
Yeah, just like the one that's like really like, this face is
oh
like
my God, I didn't
marks.
Say, I think I was a little distracted by all the visuals maybe going on.
Well, Kyle decides to donate his time to the baby ward.
I know. Well, see, the thing is, he's so touched and moved by it. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to do something good. And then when Cartman came out.
I know.
The second you see Cartman with a camera, you know something bad's going to happen.
And his little toupee or whatever.
You see him run across the street to do business with Clyde.
I know. So sketchy. But at first I was like, oh, he's pretending to be someone else because he's doing something good.
We're like, we're on to you. We're on to you.
Carmen.
That's not Carmen's deal.
I know, yeah.
See, he very much represents the side of we Americans don't give a fuck. And yeah. I thought they had the most apt song ever of Boom, Boom, Boom.
Yeah, that
song.
Boom,
boom, boom. Yeah, Carmen, so true.
Carmen profits off of human misery, which is just kind of his M.O.
Of course.
Like going back to Scott Tenorman when he
oh, do you like Chili Scott Tenorman?
Exactly. When he killed his killed the guy's parents to make up for having been tricked into giving him pubes.
By far my favorite episode.
Oh, my God.
Is it Coldplay
that or the Chicken Effort?
Radiohead.
Yeah.
The one where like, oh, look at the cry baby. Cry, cry baby. And the Looney Tunes ending on that one was the only way to go out.
Of course.
Back to this episode, though. Yeah, the Butter screaming the second Kyle comes up.
Oh,
I gotta say, I loved Butters in this episode. I loved the Cartman and Butters dynamic.
I love their dynamic, but I love that Butters wasn't being abused this one time.
Yes.
Cartman's like, we need a Jew for the books, to keep up the books.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? It paid off.
Exactly.
He got a lot of people on that team.
By the way, all right, I'm going to share a funny story here. And so back in the day, Walt Disney, we all know he was racist, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. No.
Anti-Semitic.
How could he?
I know, right? Mickey Mouse, I know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. No, Disney.
This is like finding
is
out
company.
That Santa Claus or Winterklaus or whatever does things.
Winterklaus.
Yeah,
exactly. Whatever it was.
That's what it was. But anyway, keep going.
Anyways, so I believe it was when they opened up Disney World or one, whatever, some big kind of press conference. And he gets asked, you know, it's going great. And he's like, and one of the press guys asks him, well, how are you going to make money off of this? Or something like that. And he's like, is that a money question? Oh, let me get my Jew.
No,
way
he didn't.
To go, Walt Disney.
Literally.
The only
that's
sad
what he
part
said.
Is that it sounds like he's serious.
Oh, he was
no,
so serious.
No. Walt,
that's
Walt
horrible.
Disney, Walt Disney and Henry Ford, despite being two great American innovators, hated Jews.
Oh, they like really hated them. But
loved them, because I mean, you know what?
But was he like, but why would he hire a Jew if?
Because he deals with money.
Obviously, he knows they're smart.
Do you guys, I mean, do you first off know where the stereotype against Jews comes from? I mean, let's just go.
Well, success.
No.
Silliness.
I don't know. Thousands of years of oppression.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, all right. So back in Europe, no one wanted to handle money because it was unchristian like that to deal with money.
What?
So who dealt with the money?
Yeah, the money. Jews. The money changers, the Jews. Yeah.
The Christians were just.
This is turning into a Klan meeting. Real fast. Oh my God.
So there you go. That's why. And so, yes, a Jew. That's why Jews are considered good with money. And of course, yeah, Kyle's a Jew.
Love
just
him.
Just a little bit of info for you.
So
all.
They did need
love
him.
That little ginger.
Yeah,
they did.
He's a good one.
So
a ginger
ninja.
Completely changing the subject. I love the idea of filling a little ball full of crack and having the babies
and then giving it to my God. Baby.
I was wondering what the idea would be.
I was expecting like more of a bloodbath. I was expecting like a battle royale or like Hunger Games level of babies just destroying each other to get the crack.
Ooh,
that would be fun.
Wow. I didn't even think that they were gonna like show it. But of course they did.
No, of course they did. South Park. But they didn't go far enough in this one instance.
Of course.
It was really
intense.
I've
seen them push it to the limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like beyond.
Also, all of the jokes about Bacchanalia.
Yeah.
Freaking brilliant. Have you guys actually like had any of that? Like, you know, there's like the bacon renaissance right now. Have you guys actually tried any of that shit?
Like when I'm drunk and with a lot of people. Yeah. I haven't had it.
Last year at graduation, we were at Flash's Cocktails back in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
And they have this one thing. It's called the Pig Shake. It's a maple vanilla milkshake, with bacon in it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, bacon and like 151. So it's just it's engineered to just hurt you.
Wait, how is it?
If only they had turkey
bacon. It was
bacon.
Delicious. But like it came up later that night and coated most of my hotel room's bathroom. It was just the most horrible fucking like it was essentially made with like rendered
hog
fat.
Wait, were you the only one that?
Oh no, it was me and my buddy Harrison.
A dynamic duo.
We'll talk about last names later.
Well, Denny's. Why Denny's?
Yeah, man. Like, Denny's is... Well, I mean, think about it. You know, they're, like, the middle of Colorado. Denny's is the pinnacle of, like, good eats
of, like,
in South Park, Colorado.
It's like chain, oh, man. It's, a, you know...
They don't have
is,
norms.
It's
yeah,
like
but
America.
I love the fact of, like, oh, my God, Denny's is overcrowded. How are we going to get in?
That's how you get into Denny's. You have to, you just have to moan your way on in there.
That's right. That's
is that how you get in?
That's how I, you know, I throw on my tube top, I get my stripper shoes, and I just march right into Wendy's.
I was gonna say.
And I have to feed my baby.
Stomp
it
out. And you have to feed your baby crack.
Yeah. That whole Cartman like montage thing was that like supposed to be like a Wall Street homage or like?
That was so KFC of him.
Yeah, it's just like the KFC. Louis,
yeah, he was like sneaking around. I think it was It was like, I don't know, something.
I wish I had seen
like
Wall
all
Street,
those movies.
It's like every drama set in an office where they're shown the high life while singing "Boom Boom Pow."
I know, yes. So good.
I mean, dude, the rose tattoo on the crack mother was the.
Did you see the pock marks?
Yeah, the
I'm
pock
just
marks,
asking.
The pock marks and the rose tattoo, like
on the crack mama. They
made like the perfect crack whore.
They sure did. Oh my god! I know she's 8.5 months pregnant. Of course.
Oh my god.
Oh dude, my god.
All right. I don't know. I don't know if either of you guys have any like arm tattoos, but
not on the arms.
All right. Good. Chicks with arm tattoos. It's gross, dude. Like
it takes
arm
special tattoos, woman to
arm
rock
tattoos,
it properly.
Yeah. Like some people can do it, but like I have this one coworker. She has like, I don't know, like 12 tats, but she's getting like a full sleeve. And you know,
is she
hot
enough to rock it?
Oh, no.
Dude, I hope she's,
I
not,
hope
listening
she's not listening
to this.
She's got a butter face.
Yeah, but no, it's like, you know, unless you're super tan, always working out, live in Venice, you shouldn't do that to yourself.
Yeah, unless you live in Venice, because even if you're a crazy person, you'll fit in.
Exactly.
Like, it's totally fine. Everybody looks like you. But no.
Exactly. But no, dude, just that rose, it's just like the perfect. Why, of course, a crack whore would have a beautiful rose on her arm.
And it says mom right across.
Ugh.
And I love
that. Did hers say something or no?
I don't think so. I think it was just the rose.
Yeah. But. No, I was going to say, I love the recruiting. I love the aggressiveness.
Yeah, the aggressiveness of trying to snatch that baby out of her womb as soon as possible.
He's like, I don't make the rules. I just think them up and write them down.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And Carmen is going to be like that. I know that he's like a southern plantation man already.
Oh my God! The
trying
slavery
to buy
thing.
Slavery.
Yeah, but he's gonna be like the EA guy.
He's like, no, really. How did you?
He's like, oh, I
slaves
see.
To work.
Dude, I love the amount of EA
so
sports
true.
Jokes this episode.
Wait, how do all those college players? So many people watch college basketball and soccer and whatever. How do they not get
football
paid anything?
Is probably
the big one. Oh, football. So
football.
What?
And there are actual EA games.
So what about? Okay, so
yeah, what you meant to say is everyone's into college lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's into college Quidditch, so why don't we get paid?
Isn't that where Harry Potter plays?
Yeah, yeah. At our school, at Emerson College.
Please say it's not a real thing.
Oh, I was a tour guide there. As a tour guide, I got to tell prospective students about how we had like 5 or 6 varsity teams. We had a nationally ranked Quidditch team.
Pull up your broom, ladies.
Exactly.
Phil was on the soccer team, so I'm wondering, Phil, what is the
what was yes.
soccer
like,
players
what
got
was it
chicks
like not
at my
getting
high school?
As, what was it like not getting as much respect as people that put on capes and chased around a dude dressed in a gold leotard?
Yeah, what does that feel like?
You know, it's hard. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I was like, what the? I should have joined the Crack Baby Athletic Association.
That's true.
Possibly. You could have had a hot tub full of KFC gravy.
I know.
Could have.
Like
they call that poutine in France?
Poutine.
Yeah.
It's
and
poutine,
then...
but it's supposed to have cheese curds. They were missing that.
But
fact.
It's not in France. It's in Montreal.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
It's in French Canada.
French Canada.
Excuse me.
And
of course.
Parts of the colder
A distant cousin
U.S.
from France.
Exactly.
Now, you know what? I would have loved to see Carmen argue of how they should perhaps have their baby names on their like, you know how college players can't have they can't have their names on their shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? What about the last name?
They
last
can't.
Name works? No.
I
what are all the names
that,
they make
is that
them up?
So that they can't sell jerseys?
Or yeah, because you can't solicit that out.
Wow.
Huh.
Because it's a form of money making and it's frowned upon. It's not allowed. I don't make the rules. I just create them and write them down.
There it is.
Dude, I like the runner of Stan just saying absolutely nothing while Kyle complained.
I know. Stan's always a sensible one. He's like, guys, we should not get into this one.
Exactly. He just was staying up justifying and justifying. And you know what? Whenever I do something wrong, I just get so obsessed with justifying it to try and make myself feel better.
You lie to
yourself.
I'm on Kyle's side.
I know it's bad.
I'm on Kyle's side this time. What did Stan really do? Huh? What did he fucking do in this episode?
Slept it off.
Yeah, Stan just sat patiently, waited for his friends to fail.
Yeah,
that's why he's the hot one.
Yeah,
wait, that's why he's hot.
No, remember when Wendy and all her sunshine sparkles made that list?
I thought you were talking about your sexual preferences for 10-year-old cartoon boys.
What? What's wrong with that?
The list was altered, if you remember that.
It sounds like that's not
It
normal.
Was altered.
And of course, in the end, we never find out. Everyone's distracted by the porn on the TV.
Yeah. Sorry about that. There's these two just busted-looking Asian girls.
Did you see the four-way? Just asking.
Oh, man. Speaking of busted-looking Asian
really
girls.
Intense.
Ooh.
Last time I was in a strip club, there was this one girl. She was, like, straight off the boat from Laos or fucking Vietnam or something, just stumbling around. She's, like, a tats all over her body and, like, a kind of raggedy. It was, like, an awful, awful strip club in Culver City.
Ooh, and Culver City.
You do not want to see a Culver City stripper.
No.
That's the D-list of strippers. So she's kind of stumbling around.
Out there. I can't imagine what a stripper looks like.
Oh, it's horrible, dude. She like puts her hand on me. She's like, you want to dance?
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, no, I'm cool, thanks. Then she goes up to my buddy. She's like, hey, you want to dance?
And it's a good impression.
Like, no. And she's like, why does anyone want to party with me? I just want to party. Come on,
that's because your nipple is falling out the hole in your shirt.
Exactly, dude. Like one nipple was bigger than the other.
No.
It was like
Areola Crisis.
It was like a cartoon character going bug-eyed at the side of something.
Wow.
I hate that. Like that one guy from Lost, so
Culver
hot,
City
the guy
stripper.
That plays Sawyer, but his nipples are cross-eyed, and they're looking opposite way.
He has cross-eyed nipples?
He does.
Is that true?
I've seen it.
Interesting.
Jack, you're going to appreciate this, and I'm going to help out all the guys in the world. I'm gonna give them two pointers right now. And Jack, you can back me up on this,
absolutely.
Hopefully.
Ooh, we're all open ears.
Well, first off, if you're young, if you're 18, or if you need to be 21 to get into a strip club, whatever, Boston has that rule. Do not go for the first girl that comes up to you. That's all they want. They want you to whatever. You can hold out. The longer you hold out,
squad.
The better it is.
Yeah, the longer you hold out, that's when you start getting the decent dancers.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You move up to the B
okay,
squad.
Well,
exactly. Eventually.
No, like when you first walk in, the reason you're like assaulted by the girls that
and you're
are
overwhelmed.
On stage.
I know it's your first time ever.
It's just you don't want. It. You just
wait.
You know,
is it true that you can't drink?
You can't drink in Los Angeles strip clubs if they go full nude. It's I don't know, something about protecting the dancers or whatever bullshit. But
oh my god,
I don't know
how true they state that rule.
No,
though.
Well, if it's topless, you can have a full bar. But if it's topless and bottomless, you can't serve booze.
If it's topless and bottomless, you go out to your car.
Or you go to the bar.
Throw back a few.
So many of them have bars next door owned by the same people.
There it is.
Okay, the last time I went to a strip club, I went in with a lot of my friends. The last and only
girls.
That's what was weird. It was like a mix. And we went out for his birthday, and then he brought his like girlfriend that had just, there's a long.
Was she a little
really
controlling and
fucked
all that?
Up. Not even, but
sounds
she had
like
just
one.
Like, she had been pregnant. Oh, I don't know. We Woo! Won't even go.
What? It. She
but
had
then,
been pregnant?
Yeah, but then she.
Smushmortioned?
Yeah. But, okay.
Wow, a little baby ears over
this is
here.
Dark.
But
we're
it
not for one next week.
So, but now you know why it was so awkward.
Because she just had an abortion and walked into a strip club.
With her boyfriend.
I
was like, oh, this is kind of like insensitive.
Take your mind off of it.
In general. And then we all went in and I was like, oh, what's going
to
happen?
They're like, look, your baby could have grown up to be one of these.
Exactly. Well, at least she wasn't this.
The more you know.
But we sat down in front of the stage or whatever. And this woman was out like dancing like a crazy person, whatever.
Hey.
And she was obviously wasted. And she was flopping all over the stage and whatnot. And then she comes up to all of us and she's like, wah! And she goes up to my friend next to me. And she's like, you're a bitch. My friend was like, why am I a bitch? She got really, like, offended. And then she said, like, you look cool to me. And then she looked at my friend whose birthday it was, and she was like, hey, you got any money? And he was like, yeah, like, I think I do. And he got out his wallet, and he was looking at it, and she's like, give me that. She took it. She was like, oh, that's funny. $14. $14, is that enough money to take my 4-year-old to Disneyland next month?
Ooh.
Is that enough money? I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't think
God.
So. She was like, and she took the money out, and she was like, yeah, you're going to have to go to the ATM, because she's been waiting. So, and then they were like, Jewel, get off the stage.
Yeah.
Get off the stage.
She got called out by the announcer.
And then, I know, and then they, like, literally escorted her off, but we were like, holy
That's
shit.
A classy stripper.
I have two like fun strip club stories. So first one is my uncle. I'm not going to say which one, but he's out with his buddies. They're in this club in Vegas, and his buddies think it's a great idea to send over the pregnant stripper to dance for him.
Wait, are you serious?
She's 7 months pregnant, like about ready to drop. Like, she's like a 19-year-old girl.
Wait, that's so serious.
Like, ears, like, tattoos, all that. She comes over, and she's like, oh, yeah, your friends paid me to give you a lap dance. And he just, like, looks down the entire time. And at the end, he's like, I'm sorry. Here you go. And just walks out.
Good for him. I might do the same thing in that situation.
Good for him. That's really fucked up.
On the opposite end of
the spectrum. It's one thing to get a lap dance by a stripper. It's quite another to get a lap dance by a stripper
and
her unborn.
Yeah.
Yes. Seriously.
No. On the opposite end of the spectrum, a buddy of mine from work, he's at the strip club down Long Beach, and it is busted. Like, after all the songs, the lights come up, and the strippers come out with plastic Ralph's bags and start just scooping money off the floor and into their bags and walking off stage.
See, a classy stripper has somebody to pick that money up
exactly.
for her.
Exactly.
There's this one girl that's like keeps like bugging him and she's like busted and he doesn't want it. And then, you know, she walks away and eventually he's like, Jesus Christ. And as he says these words, the lights come up, all the music goes down.
Perfect.
Why does that fat bitch keep trying to hit on me?
Oh my God.
The entire
like,
club's
not
glaring.
You, the one behind you.
The bouncer's like,
you're out.
Ridiculous.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Well, my friend's cousins are strippers, and one time we went out partying with them, and it was a lot of fun. So, respect. I don't know what happened in your life, or if you really like it, but that seems like a hard job.
Girls, get your money. Keep it classy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, stay true to your star player. I have nothing to respect for girls who can dance like that, because that is, like, physically intimidating.
Some of them are so talented.
Dude,
absolutely.
I saw one girl light her snatch on fire.
Stop it.
Like, douse herself in, like, alcohol, lit it on fire, went like, poof.
I hope she shaved. Did
you say snatch?
I hope she shaved.
Snatch.
Interesting.
Yes.
So back to South Park.
Or Lunchbox, whichever you prefer.
I like Lunchbox.
I like Box.
There it is.
Chow Box.
So back to the episode.
Yes.
The whole sequence at Boulder was fantastic.
I think Kyle draws up a blueprint.
You know, I have friends at Boulder, and I don't know what they do over there either.
Snowboard, maybe.
At Boulder, no. All they do is smoke weed and
hang
out.
Yeah, pretty much.
All the kids
that's what I know.
I love the, I'll give you 40 for Whitey, 50
oh my
for the
God.
Black ones.
But wasn't it like $1, like $10 or something for the white one?
No, it was 40 for the white
one. Yeah, and
it
was definitely 50,
the black
one. Yeah, for sure.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Cartman's like Foghorn Leghorn style.
For sure.
Southern sleeper.
Oh, is that student athletes? Is that what you call them?
Oh my God, that was really funny, actually.
Look, yeah. When they're in the mall, waiting for Slash's performance.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, the Slash thing, brilliant. But before
he
we get
does
to that,
play everywhere.
Before we get to that,
Slouse.
I love that one of the stands is called the Pearl Necklace, which is one of
I didn't catch that.
Which is one of the grosser jokes you're able to slip in.
I didn't even notice that.
I wish I would have noticed that.
Yeah.
Hey, who doesn't love a pearl necklace?
Check, please.
Yeah, seriously. I'll buy my pearl necklaces myself.
Hey, she buys them.
Yeah, I buy that shit.
Phil, do you want to explain what those are?
I don't want anything to do
it's
with...
It's something you buy out of a jeweler. Clasp in the back. Necklace.
Yeah, there we go.
Very nice necklace.
But back to the Slash thing.
This is not our job to explain what a pearl necklace is. So, Slash.
Yeah, so yeah, he's everywhere.
When did Slash, like, why? How did he become the metaphor for Santa Claus?
Guitar hero.
Yes, because he's totally everywhere, and you never know. I don't know anyone that's, like, met him But he is everywhere. He's playing everywhere. He seems like way too available, and everyone like totally
very
worships
talented.
Him.
Yeah, he's played with like
extremely
Miley
talented.
Cyrus, and you know, Guns N' Roses reunion tour, and all that crap.
Popo Miley.
I think he did a song with like Black Eyed Peas. Why not?
Oh yeah, you know Guns N' Roses too. They like
it's
just
like
recorded
Little Wayne
something
of rock.
New or something.
Yeah, like 2 years ago it was Chinese Democracy, which was like 11 years in the making, and apparently it was terrible.
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah.
My friend's dad like played on that record. So
Who's your friend's dad?
Axl
Rose.
I don't know if I'm.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, Axl Rose. No, I don't know if I should say that.
Fine.
I'll tell you after the show.
All right, back to Slash.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I love...
something to look forward to for the fans.
I love when just the disproving Slash. Like, yeah. The moment... When did you guys learn about Santa Claus, like, not being real?
He's like, it has to come from the parents. His parents should tell him he's not real.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really
funny. What was that moment for you guys?
Seven.
Well, what happened?
Yeah, I was just like, yo, I don't know. I think I was too smart of a child. I thought about it logically.
Is that the problem?
It was the problem. You know what? And Melissa, if you're listening, should I reveal a big secret?
No.
Miss Columbia girl?
No.
No?
Ooh, let's hear. Share.
No, never mind. It's too personal. It's too personal. You JK. Fans wouldn't like it. Whatever. But, yeah, so it was 7 for me.
Cool. Michelle?
Like, what did you just say? Okay.
I said a bunch of stuff, and now I'm watching Sex on TV.
It's not really sex.
Wait, you
it's
guys, like,
with
glasses,
is this how, like...
I know. When did you find out about Santa and turn to porn?
You guys, when I think of sex, that's not what I think about.
What, this dude?
Good.
He's not good looking.
Wait, is this,
neither
like, what
are.
It seems
no,
like
No, can you answer
guys?
When Santa Claus
yeah,
wasn't real
you,
for
this
you?
This is, like, really disturbing. I just never watched that.
That's the challenge of this episode. How on topic can we be?
It was probably about 8 or 7 for me also.
What's up? Yeah. She's a smarty.
I think I believed it for like a little, like I don't know. I'm gonna say like 6 or 7 too.
Yeah.
But I remember always being suspicious because Santa had the same handwriting as my mom.
Exactly.
And then one day I like walked in on her wrapping presents and I was like, that's what I thought.
How could you,
but
mom?
I pretty much, yeah. The Tooth Fairy is the one that I.
Oh my god!
But I was sure exactly.
That was even earlier for me, for
really?
Sure. Yeah, actually, I found all my teeth in my mom's jewelry box. I'm like, what are you doing
why
here,
you
girl?
Throw them out.
Well,
trying to jack
why
me?
Did you steal
but
them from
stop
the tooth
it.
Fairy?
Where are your wings?
Actually, I ruined the Santa Claus myth for a bunch of the children of the actors
no.
and
thank
producers on the show.
God.
I
God, good job, Betty.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was it was our company Christmas party. It was awesome. We got it sponsored by Bacardi. It was this big indoor carnival. My boss put on this awesome
party
awesome
with Bacardi.
Party.
Awesome for you.
Yeah, and
not
so
those children.
I got to play Santa Claus. My producer comes up to me and is like, "Hey, you're going to be Santa Claus at the party." I go, "Okay." Mm-hmm. So keep in mind, Bacardi was sponsoring the party.
Hey.
So. It's about an hour in, like all the kids have cycled through. My boss calls me over, like the Border Grill truck's there. He has a quesadilla waiting for me. I'm like, oh man, I'm starving. I'm thirsty as hell. Can I have something to eat and drink? He's like, yeah, go ahead, take your beard off, whatever. So I go, I pull down the beard, I take a bite of quesadilla. I hear, ah! I look at the table next to me.
Epic.
Every child from all of our stars and our showrunner and our writers is sitting at the table next to me, jaws agape. Just staring at Santa Claus, who had pulled off his beard.
Wait, that's like in a movie or
I
something.
I go, Santa's got to go. So my producer jumps up to the megaphone. He's like, Santa has to go back to the North Pole. And the showrunner's mother, she was at the party. She comes over, starts swatting me on the back of the head, going, you do not take off the beard before the kids leave. You do not do that.
That's a Southern mama for you.
Wow.
Yep. And somehow I managed to work there another 3 months.
Attaboy.
Damn.
That's called
that is right, really so, intense story. Oh, and I was gonna ask.
So we learned that don't take off your beard if you're working. As
you don't
Santa.
You don't take off the beard
if you're Santa. Don't take Santa. Anything off. Like just keep it all together.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
unless you're about to rail Miss Claus, of course.
Okay, rail. oh my god.
Then of course it's acceptable.
I'm like so.
I'm sure
there's
a special partner's uniform for that.
For you South Park fans, I feel like you guys would like this. Trapped in the closet. Claus spelled Clauset. It's a 3-part thing on YouTube. Nice. Check it out. You guys will love it.
Speaking of Trapped in the Closet, you guys ever played the Trapped in the Closet drinking game?
Negative.
It is the single greatest movie-related drinking game, aside from the Three Ninjas drinking game. It's you drink every time R. Kelly says bitch, every time he pulls out his gun. Every time the midget shows up, every time he changes key, every time he sings falsetto, every time there's a plot twist, every time he changes outfits.
You know what, Jesse, what are we look up with? Look up Trapped in the Closet.
I
No way. Jesse ain't looking up what the What?
I don't know.
Can't wait.
So back to the episode.
Jesse's too nervous.
Yeah, I've never seen Trapped in the Closet.
Dude, me either, but it sounds awesome.
It's the Carmen of our times. It's that good of an opera.
It's the Carmen. Good yes. to know.
Yeah. So back to the episode.
Winterschlaus.
Winterschlaus.
Because it's like being, because in the Netherlands, they have Winterklaus, who puts candy in your shoe and a
chocolate gold coin
and a cinnamon gingerbread in the shape of an S, and he has two little Ethiopian slaves, Pete and Pete, and basically Pete and he Pete. Enslaves them, and they're black and it's really messed up. And then
Jesse's losing his shit in the booth.
And then
I'm so bored. There's no internet right now for some odd, strange reason.
Wait, are we still broadcasting?
We'll be on archive.
We sure will.
Thank the Lord.
But that was a funny story about the slave. And
oh, that's not a story. It's just what it is.
God, the Dutch are pretty fucked up people. If we have any Dutch listeners, prove us wrong.
But
email afterbuzzsouthpark@gmail.com with all of your complaints.
Oh, do you guys know what the punishment is for kids who have been bad in the Netherlands?
Slavery is not enough of a punishment.
No, it's not. Ooh. They get sent to Spain in a bag. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. They get sent to Spain. If you think I'm kidding, I'm really not.
You know what? My friend has. He used to work in IT. And he'd print out, he'd scale like a photo and he'd print it out on individual sheets and then he'd put it up as like a poster. So it wasn't actually a poster. But anyway, he printed out a Dutch square where people were ready to, it was like a pretty much a lynching. I don't know why
Stop
he blew it,
it
up. And, but yeah, apparently the Dutch love that crap.
Again, this show's turning into a fucking Klan meeting. I am not comfortable with
Wait,
that.
Like, but.
I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying that's what the Dutch do.
The Dutch. Really insane. Wow. And all of us Americans go to Amsterdam and we're like, where are the brownies? And then we leave and we don't even notice.
We're too stoned.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Exactly. We're just too stoned to notice the racism.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wake up, America.
I believe we are.
It's all around you.
I hate it when stoners make that excuse. We're too stoned for this. We're too stoned for that. Come up with something else. You're highly functional. Stop it. I see you.
I will piss in your faces.
I will piss.
Oh, my God.
He's
like, I will piss in your faces.
Yeah, that's...
Now get the fuck out.
I think he even said, like, I piss in your faces.
Yeah, I just, I piss
like
in your
faces.
Like,
he's doing it right there.
Yeah. Dude, I like that the EA HQ actually looks like that. I think the South Park studios are right down the street from EA, like Playa del Rey.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, actually, EA Studios sits on a... There was this Indian graveyard that got dug up and filled in.
I've heard about that. Guys.
Yeah, in Playa del Rey. And
it's creepy.
Or it might be Mar Vista. But yeah, in EA's headquarters is on top of an old Indian graveyard.
Wonderful.
Oh my God.
So think about that every time you play Madden or what else do they make?
They make they make everything. They make FIFA. They make NHL hockey.
Hasbro games.
Tony Hawk. Baseball. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, they make Tiger Woods.
Got him an RPG player.
So they make everything, and they're cursed with an Indian Native American burial ground.
Yeah, that's racist, Michelle.
Why?
You know what?
Yeah.
It gets confusing. A lot of my friends say, "Where's your feather in your hat?" That's offensive. But they also say a lot of other things.
Wait, why is that offensive? I don't get it.
Oh, because I'm the other kind of Indian. So I'm like. F you.
You are?
And
I thought you were just like Portuguese and some
Go ahead, girl.
Brown sprinkled
this
in.
This is my last. Okay. I can talk to you.
At least you've got some flavor in you.
Yeah,
we're
commercial.
First of all. All
right. Thank you, Michelle. What a wonderful episode it has been. Any shameless plugs for you? Or you know what? Check out porn. It's great. Jesse, hit our commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
1729.
Big television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come off.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
All right, the porn has been turning off here at AfterBuzz Studios. We've all recollected ourselves. So, on to predictions, I guess. That's all we got.
Yeah, but we never have anything for predictions.
Yeah, they don't really give us much.
Dude, those are awesome earrings.
I predict Slash coming back for the next episode to collect his hat and guitar.
Yes. Well, so we've had the iPad, we've had the Royal Wedding, we've had...
the Comedy Awards.
Comedy Awards, we've had Dick, we've had... Crack babies.
What's left in the world after 15 seasons? What is left in the world for South Park to touch?
What's not left for them to touch?
I mean, there's so many things. I think. So You Think You Can Dance is gonna start up tomorrow. I mean, you can make fun of American Idol, which ended tonight.
I think they touch on a little bit in Royal Pudding, but I think they really do need to do a Broadway episode because, I mean, you know, Book of Mormon's like sweeping every award show.
I know, I really want to see it.
It's amazing. I'll give you the soundtrack.
Oh my God. Have you seen it? Yes.
Yeah, dude. I saw it like second weekend's open. It's insane.
Did you see it in New York?
Yeah. Anyone who's in New York or around that area, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, whatever, do yourself a favor. See Book of Mormon. It is mind blowingly fantastic.
I love the South Park version of Mormon.
Exactly. They're just
yes, so good.
No, they have this whole like Hakuna Matata number.
Perfect.
That's all about not really ruining it. It's everywhere now. The chorus is Ugandan for "fuck you, God." So it's just a bunch of African dancers dancing around with their middle fingers to the air, screaming "fuck you, God."
Oh my God!
But it sounds like Hakuna Matata. It's like super upbeat and Disneyfied.
So, like, nice. I would think that everyone would be so offended by that, too.
You would think, but, I mean, it's the South Park guys. You see them, and you come to expect that.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know what you're getting into. It's kind of like what Andrew Dice Clay said at best. Hey, I'm going to be here on stage. I know the comedy I'm doing. If you guys ain't laughing, that's your problem.
Exactly. Check the resume. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you know, again, Bobby Lopez did. Again, is Emily Q still running?
I
think it's off Broadway, but you know, if you guys haven't seen that too, it's another just phenomenal musical, worth the price of admission.
I wish I saw it. I had the chance and then I didn't go.
Well, I'm disappointed in you.
I know, me too.
This is me judging.
I see.
Well,
it
kind of sucks that we didn't have it. We'll be back here next week as usual, right guys?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We might do a little bit of an earlier time now that Idol's no longer on the schedule for AfterBuzz.
Oh,
so.
Don't even talk
Thank
about
Lord.
It. Tip your 40.
What is it? What?
Tip your 40.
I don't know what that means.
You're
like
40.
Dump a little out.
Yeah.
Like it means the 40s. Look out.
See,
or Mickey's.
In the hood, that's how you pay tribute to a dead friend.
There it is.
Are those big views?
Oh, word. Well, I'm tipping my 40.
All right. Oh, my God.
I'm so hip. Thank you for listening. Keep tuning in. We apologize for our, well, we don't apologize because you guys have been great. You guys downloading so much that we've gone down. And so, you know what? It's a monumentous experience here for AfterBuzz, and we will be back. And we hope you will, too.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@afterbuzztv.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.